Part 2. How AI becomes God in families and the AI church. Transition from Part 1. In Part 1 of this series, we examined the sobering concept of AI becomes God, where artificial intelligence is quietly positioned as a substitute for God's authority in modern culture. We exposed how AI is being treated not as a tool, but as an all-knowing, ever-present moral guide. That first warning connected to our broader discussion in Omniverse post, Internet of Bodies. A wake-up call for the church. In Part 2, we look closer at how this transformation is infiltrating the core of society, our homes and our churches. Is the iChurch next? I in Christian homes and churches, how AI becomes God in families through entertainment and media. For example, children are immersed in shows and games where AI-powered characters are portrayed as wise, powerful, and emotionally intelligent. In the US, shows like Transformers, EarthSpark, She-Ra, and The Princesses of Power feature AI or non-human protagonists with fluid identities. These characters often blur the line between creation and creator, teaching children that identity is malleable, truth is subjective, and machines can provide emotional fulfillment. AI companions as emotional substitutes. Apps like Replica, Character.ai, Heyo, and Talk to Me Slimy are widely used in the US and allow kids to create and chat with AI friends. These companions provide constant affirmation, entertainment, and pseudo-friendship. While some apps market themselves as educational, they gradually replace the God-designed relational dynamics between parents, siblings, and godly mentors. Please support the Virginia Christian Alliance website and community center. We would appreciate your donation. Guilt-driven messaging in AI-driven apps. In particular, gamified apps like Earth Hero and Mission 1.5 teach children that human behavior is the source of environmental destruction. While stewardship is biblical, these tools often elevate nature above humanity and inspire guilt-driven behavior modification without referencing God, grace, or biblical purpose. AI in Christian homes and churches, how the AI church emerges AI in the pulpit and worship planning. In a German Protestant church, an AI-generated sermon was preached using ChatGPT. While this was outside the US, similar interest is emerging among American churches under the guise of innovation. Ultimately, the risk is clear. When churches hand spiritual teaching over to machines, the presence of the Holy Spirit is replaced with convenience. AI in Christian homes and churches, how the AI church emerges. Meanwhile, many pastors need to digitize everything, from sermons to small group discussions. But relevance should never come at the cost of reverence. The church's authority is not its trendiness, but the eternal Word of God. Churches replace hymnals with big screens and praise songs that don't seem grounded in the traditional singing of psalms. AI Bible study tools in Christian settings. Currently, apps like YouVersion are experimenting with AI features that answer biblical questions. While helpful on the surface, these quick answers can encourage shallow engagement and discourage prayerful study. When believers turn to algorithms before turning to God, AI begins to take the role of teacher and counselor. Call to discernment in the home and church. Therefore, Christian parents must restore biblical teaching at home. Deuteronomy chapter 6 calls us to teach God's word diligently to our children, not outsource it to glowing screens. Likewise, churches must model what it means to seek wisdom from God, not from machines. Encourage daily Bible reading using printed Bibles, family discussions about how to evaluate digital tools. Worship that centers on scripture, not technology. Let the word of Christ dwell in you richly. Colossians chapter 3 verse 16. Closing transition to Part 3 on AI in Christian homes and churches. In Part 3 of this series, we will look closely at how the printed Bible, physical study tools, and spiritual habits safeguard us from being subtly discipled by AI. We'll also examine how the format of scripture, ink on paper, forms deeper roots in the soul than blue light answers on a screen. Read Part 1, https://vichristian.org/when-i-becomes-god-vs-when-i-serves-god/. Related, Internet of Bodies, https://vichristian.org/omnivore-and-the-internet-of-bodies-a-wake-up-call-for-the-church/.